So I think what we'll do is I'm going to go over the instruction, and then we can talk a little bit about it if you have some questions, and then we will do a little walking meditation. That would be a good time if you need to use the bathroom. You can do that. So the instruction that I gave in the meditation, specifically at the beginning of the meditation, but then reinforced it throughout the meditation, is the most important instruction in terms of making a connection to the heart, by far, by far. It's the most important instruction. That's the skill that you really want to learn to develop in the service of making a connection to your heart. You could call it cultivating skillful intention, if you want to give it a title. So there's three parts to it. Three parts to cultivating the intent or setting the intention, right? So the first thing you have to do is you see what's in your mind. So the first thing that we did in the meditation was we saw what kind of mind we were bringing into the meditation, right? Because usually what we bring into the meditation is not going to be something that's necessarily coming from the heart. So when I looked at my mind as I sat down to meditate, there was a little resistance. I don't really want to do this. Been doing it for 30 years, and that's my karma, that's in the mind. So you put that to the side and then you set your intention. Now, setting the intention has two components to it. One is what we call fabrication, or the fancy word in Buddhism, the Buddhist word is internal verbal fabrication. So you say the words in the mind. I'm going to meditate with compassion. I'm meditating with loving kindness. You set your intention in terms of, you say, I'm going to be mindful of the breath, but the real key to this is reminding yourself of the quality of mind slash heart, how you're going to meditate. I'm going to meditate with loving kindness. I'm going to meditate with compassion. The third part is a little trickier, which is actually having a felt sense of loving kindness and compassion. That may take a little more time to actually get that felt sense. So you set your intention at the beginning of the meditation, and during the meditation, you keep paying attention to whether or not you're staying with the intention. And when you see that you veered off, you remind yourself of your intention. I mean, the way I like to do it, and sort of what I suggested in the meditation, was just every once in a while re-remind yourself. But certainly, if you see yourself starting to veer off into like, I don't like this, see that and reset the intention, right? Because you'll set your intention and then the mind will start to veer off at some point. You'll start to go down familiar patterns. So, my teacher, you might want to read his article called The Road to Hell is Paved with Bad Intentions. It's like you start off, the idea is the road to hell is paved with good intentions. As he says, it's not true. You start with good intentions, but then it veers off. As he said, the road, I think actually the title of the article might be The Road to Nirvana is Paved with Good Intentions. If you maintain intention, that's what leads you to happiness. As long as it will never lead you to hell, good intentions. But the thing is, the intention shifts. So this is how we connect to the heart. Ultimately, this is how you connect to the heart. It's through the actions that you take. Here, the action is the action of meditation, right? You connect to the heart by taking action that's informed by loving kindness and compassion by the heart. So this is an extremely important point to make, is that in order to be able to connect to the heart, that connection has to be manifested through action. Without action, there the you'll never you, the connection to the heart will never fully be made. So it's only fully made by taking action. So we connect to the heart by taking action that's informed by the heart. So it's not just taking any action, it's action informed by the heart. It's action informed by loving kindness and compassion. So when we talk about action, the Buddha had a very specific definition of action. Actually, his word for action is what? It's kamma, karma. Karma actually means action, but karma has three, or action slash karma has three components to it, right? The first is the intention, then there's the action, then there's the consequences of your intention, of your action. And those consequences are experienced in the moment, but also into the future. You cast seeds ahead of you into the future. So if your intention is informed by the heart, by metta, by loving kindness or compassion, this will lead to action that's informed by the heart, that's informed by loving kindness, and that will lead to happiness. So that's the basic formula. Intention leads to action, leads to consequences. So intention informed by the heart leads to action that's informed by the heart, leads to happiness, and that conditions future actions that are informed by the heart and lead to happiness. So the term, a lot of this is in, I know this sounds like an advertisement, is in my book. It's really kind of what it's about. It's about skillful intention and skillful action. So kind of the notes are there to some extent. Really the term is skillful action, you know, skillful action. Skillful action means action that's informed by skillful intention. The term skillful action is really a good term because it's a skill. It's a skill. You know, it's something that, you know, you just don't say, I'm going to take skillful action. You develop a skill. There's steps to the skill. So we use the steps. What's in the mind? You know, if the mind is filled like this cup, if it was filled with water or coffee, there wouldn't be any room to put something new in there. So first you see what's in the mind, you spill it out. You spill out a little bit of the aversion, I don't really want to meditate, and then you can fit in a little bit of loving kindness. So the first thing you have to do is you have to see what's in the mind. Usually the mind is filled, right? So you could say, I'm going to meditate with loving kindness, or I'm going to do this with, this is what people have such a hard time a lot of the time, is I'm going to speak to this person with loving kindness, but if there's aversion in the mind, you're not going to really be able to cultivate. Spill out a little bit of the aversion so that you can fit in a little bit of the loving kindness. So the first thing, it's very important, you have to see what's in the mind, put a little bit of that aversion or whatever in the mind unskillful to the side, set your intention, internal for verbal fabrication, the words in the mind or it could be an image, and then the felt sense, and then continuing to maintain it because, again, it can veer off. So, skillful action leads to happiness. Action informed by the heart leads to happiness, the happiness of the heart. Unskillful action, which is action that comes out of aversion and desire, is going to lead to suffering. So, this is how we connect. It's through the actions that we take. And the Buddha understood this. I mean, when the Buddha became enlightened, he realized that he just couldn't just be enlightened, you know? I mean, his heart was open and it was shining, but he still hadn't reached the fruition of being able to be a being who was completely wholehearted. He had to take action. He realized that. I just can't meditate and feel the love in the heart. I need to take action for it to take full form. So he spent 45 years taking loving, compassionate action in teaching the Dharma. It's really important to understand that this is a skill, right? It's a skill, and that, you know, there may be an understanding that we need to take action, but action has to be skillful. We fulfill our practice and we connect to the heart by taking action that's skillful, which means learning this skill and following these steps. So this is the problem with a lot of, I'm going to get in trouble here, engaged Buddhism. It's like, all right, we're going to do all these good things, but people don't know how to do those good things. You know, it's like, I grew up in the 60s. Like, you know, we had good intentions, supposedly, but a lot of it came out of anger and desire, and it kind of, I mean, it was good, but it could have been a lot better if we had some of these skills to really cultivate the heart and have skillful intention. And that's a lot of the problem with engaged Buddhism, you know, is that people are trying to do good things, but they don't have the skills. You know, they don't understand this process for connecting to the heart. So they may want to do things that seem good and that may seem loving, but they don't have the skills for doing that. I mean, we all kind of know what that means. We want to speak nicely. We want to speak lovingly. We want to be kind and loving to our parents and our children. You know, we want to be able to take action towards ourselves out of self-love. We try to do that, but we can't. We don't have, you know, it doesn't take full form because we don't have the skills. So this connecting to the heart and the action that really is the fruition of the connection to the heart is a skill. Is a skill. So we really learn this skill. You can really learn this skill in the meditation, because meditation is an action. Meditation is an action. So what we like to say is that, and my teacher says it, and I've said it for years, there's really two parts to meditation, right? One is the technique, right? Mindful of the breath, hindrances, all that stuff, right? That's one part of meditation, important, just as important, how you meditate. Mostly what gets taught is this, the technique, right? How you meditate is just as important, maybe even more important, certainly equally important. So we learn to practice meditation with metta and compassion. We follow the skill, and you sort of kill two birds with one stone. You're learning how to open the heart and take skillful action that's coming from the heart, and your practice gets stronger. So my own experience was, you know, I meditated for years, but I did it aversively because that was my karma. So it's like, I don't want to meditate. Ugh, I hate this. I go to IMS on long retreats. It was like torture. I dreaded it. I'd walk into that meditation hall and it would be, this is the last thing I want to do. I mean, I kind of forced myself to do it because I had some sense that it was a good thing to do, but it was aversive and I didn't like it, you know. And to a large extent, I was just perpetuating a lifetime of habits of aversion and negativity and all those things, you know. So, because you're going to meditate the way that you do everything else, you know. So if you can change the way that you meditate, if you can learn to meditate with loving kindness, this will have a profound effect on everything else that you do. And of course, it'll have a profound effect on your meditation. So, you know, I learned to do what we just did now. My teacher taught me, you know, you've got to learn how to meditate with love. So like, there's a concept, you know, but there's a skill for doing that, just the exact skill that I just gave you. So see what's in the mind, set the intention, see if you can connect to the heart. So I learned to do that. It's really not that hard to do as long as you have the skill. I learned in the meditation to act from the heart. I learned to connect to the heart. And once I could do that in the meditation, I was able to do that in other areas of my life. Now, once I learned that skill in the meditation, to some extent, I would notice, oh, wow, you're doing other stuff the same way that you're meditating now. You know? And of course, I would bring that skill. So if I was going to go see my mother, who was a difficult person for me, I write about this in my book. If a person goes to see their mother, my mother's passed on since then, but you know, it was always difficult. I'd always go see my mother, and I was like, oh, I don't want to have to see her. This is going to be so difficult. So when I would get to her front door, I'd pause. What's in the mind? Oh, there's aversion. I don't want to see her. Okay, can I put that to the side? Can I be with her with loving kindness? Can I be with her with compassion? Completely changed my relationship to my mother, which to me would have been like inconceivable. You know? Inconceivable. It was that simple practice. But I learned that in the meditation. So it's a simple practice of seeing what's in the mind. What you're going to see in the mind is past karma, right? You're going to see the habitual patterns of your mind. And if you don't change that, this is the Buddha's law, you know, this is the heart of what Buddhism is about. You know, you're going to continue to act with past karma. You know, so if you've done something aversively, like the way I meditated, you're going to continue to do it that way. That's your conditioning. But you can change that. That's the whole of the Buddhist teaching is founded on that notion that you can change your karma. You can change the way that you act. The whole teaching is about that. That's the whole premise of the Buddhist teaching. And in a lot of ways, it's not so difficult. I mean, it requires a lot of practice, but there's a skill. It's a skill for doing that. The Buddha taught skills. It's a step-by-step approach. So you see what's in your mind. You see the past karma, just like I would see it when I would meditate or when I would go see my mom. And then you set the intention. And it's as simple as saying the words. Let me meditate with love. Let me meditate with compassion. People say, that's it? That seems kind of simplistic. That's the most powerful thing that you can do. The Buddha said, all that we are begins with our thoughts. Yeah? So that's how you begin to change, is by changing your way of thinking. Thinking is impermanent and malleable. You can do with it whatever you want. You can have any thought that you want. So take that capacity of mind and use it to have a thought of loving kindness. To have a thought of loving kindness. Now, as you have those thoughts of loving kindness, you begin to connect into the heart, because the loving kindness is in the heart. So if you say, I want to meditate with loving kindness, that'll begin to resound in the heart. So we like to say you use the head to connect to the heart. So the third part of the process is actually having the felt sense. But just saying the words is extremely powerful. Is extremely powerful. So even just like right now, sitting here, just have the intention to listen with loving kindness. Let me listen to what he's saying with loving kindness. Let me listen with an open heart. Let me be here right now in this room with an open heart, with loving kindness, because I have a wish to be happy. So you can see, it's very, very powerful. This is the power of the mind, the power of intention, if you will. So you see what's in the mind, you use internal fabrication to set an intention, you connect to the felt sense, and then you begin to see the benefits in having done that. What's the benefit in the meditation when I do that? What's the benefit long term? What are the long term consequences? So you're really paying and looking attention, paying attention to what the benefits are of setting intention that way. And the more that you see the benefits in it, the more that you'll do it. So we'll take a couple of questions, and then if there are, then we'll do a little walking and